keeping an eye on the breaking news out of Jefferson City, Missouri right now. America may have recorded its first major tornado in quite some time. Remember, 2018 had no F4s or F5s recorded anyway. This information, the best we're getting coming out of Weather Nation, sharing some footage with you as well on the program, because we want you to be up to speed here. Our sister network, Weather Nation, providing information. We have learned now that at least three have died in Joplin, Missouri, as a result of these tornadoes. And the reason this is so devastating now is that many people already out of their homes from severe flooding along the Mississippi River. Jefferson City, part of it, had been evacuated yesterday because of severe flooding. So the state penitentiary at Jefferson City had been evacuated, as had some government buildings, some neighborhoods, and other areas with businesses and so forth. And then you have these severe storms that come through, the tornadoes that come through overnight. Rescue operations are underway right now, and the storms stretch all the way from Oklahoma through Missouri into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and another strong line of storms crossing all the way across Michigan right now. And in all of these places, there are tornado watches and warnings in effect right now across that entire midsection of the nation. So we'll keep an eye on that with our friends at Weather Nation, helping us get the best and latest information. We'll keep you up to speed as well as it breaks. It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. Good to have you here. Breaking news is what we try to do to make sure you are up to speed on everything better than anyone. All right. So one of the conversations that to me would seem to be very easy for a candidate for public office would be the conversation about third trimester late-term abortions. It is something that is only allowed in certain countries, Iran, North Korea, places that we wouldn't want to normally be associated with. China is on that list, where third trimester late-term abortions are allowed, not in America, but in places like Vermont, Illinois, Virginia. This has become the norm in some places. While states like Alabama are trying to outlaw abortion almost altogether, other states are trying to make it an elective procedure allowed right up till the moment of birth. And no matter where you come down on abortion, very few people find it acceptable or morally proper in any way to have a baby aborted at full term, 30, 35, 40 weeks. Because, again, as we go over these numbers, when you get to 24 weeks of gestation, the viability rate of the infant is at about 90%. When you get to 28 weeks, it's at about 95%, and it goes up from there. By the time you get into 30, 32, 33 weeks, you're at almost 100% viability for the child at this point. And yet, time and again, you go to the Democrats and you say, can you answer the question of what you think about third trimester, late-term abortions? Do you support such a notion? And the latest to weigh in, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. Of course, she has almost no chance of becoming president. She's one of 24 Democrats running for that possibility. But it's a simple question. If you wanted to separate yourself from the crowd and say, you know what, I'm not barbaric. I have a conscience. I cannot support the idea of dismembering an infant at 35 weeks of gestation or just before the moment of birth, and I won't support that. So here's what she had to say about it. It's bite number seven, Kirsten Gillibrand.
About the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funding for abortion, which you oppose the Hyde Amendment, what would you say to taxpayers out there who say, look, I support everyone having their own freedoms, but that when it comes to my tax dollars, abortion isn't something that I want to support?
You know, we have a tenet in our Constitution. It's called separation of church and state. And I do not believe that that is a valid argument. I think that the Hyde Amendment should be repealed and that we actually need to make sure that women, regardless of their income level, have a basic right to reproductive care. It's about our humanity and it's about our basic civil rights. And so I will work to repeal the Hyde Amendment. I would also work to codify Roe v. Wade. And I would work to guarantee that no matter what state you live in, you will have access to a full range of reproductive services.
So opposing the idea of taxpayer-funded abortions is not valid. That's not a valid argument because the Constitution has a specific clause about the separation of church and state. Please find me that clause. Anyone, if you can find me the clause about separation of church and state, please send it to steve@stevegerber.com. Let's get it figured out. Go to the website, send me the email, and we'll figure it out from there, all right? All right, so here's the problem with that. It sets up a fight with Democrat Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the front runner, when he was a senator back in 2007. And he was asked about the public funding of abortion. This is what Joe Biden had to say. It's bite number 8. Go.
Are you still opposed to public funding for abortion?
I still am opposed to public funding to abortion. And the reason I am is, again, it goes to the question of whether or not you are going to impose a view to support something that is not a guaranteed right, but an affirmative action to promote.
So abortion's not a guaranteed right. That can be problematic. Joe Biden says it's not a right. Kirsten Gillibrand and all of these radical leftists say it's reproductive rights, whatever that means, and that it's protected by the separation of church and state, which, of course, it's not. Again, go to SteveGruber.com, click on the link, send me a note. SteveGruber.com, the place to go to drop me a line. What do you think about third trimester late-term abortions? I need to hear from you, folks. I need to know what you think about this. It's important. I want to share it here on the program. I want to take my polling of the people that listen and participate in this program. I want to know what you believe and what's going to happen, all right? It's important because I believe it's the pivotal issue that people are not paying attention to that will drive devout Catholics that are Democrat away from voting for Democrats. I believe it's the issue that will take people of faith and say, I can't vote for that, I can't support that. I've talked to too many pro-choice people that say they cannot support the idea of a third trimester late-term abortion. They say it's barbaric, and they can't support it, even though they consider themselves to be pro-choice, and I want to hear from you. Again, go to SteveGruber.com. Let me know what you think. Drop me a note at The Steve Gruber Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. Quick break. It's Thursday, the 23rd of May. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.